Well, first, I want to congratulate the Warriors on a great season. Obviously, class organization. Mark and his group have put together a really competitive squad, not just young and talented, but people who have really bought into his system, play tough defense, they move the basketball, unselfish, play together. And it was a tough series. It really tested our defense. And I'm really proud of our guys that they were pretty darn consistent after the first two games as far as the defense goes. So I think we beat a heck of a team, and I wish them all the best. They were great.
Mike Monroe, San Antonio Express News. Pop, Tony Parker's 3-for-16, Mono's 1-for-6. How did you win this ball game?
Defense. Yeah, I think, you know, we made... If we can hold them in the 80s, we should have a decent chance to be there at the end of the game. And as we've said a lot in playoffs, sometimes in the end it comes down to making shots. And down the stretch, we made a couple of threes. You know, Tony, Kawhi, Danny. Tony made another shot, even though he was 3-for-16. We stuck with him. So we did make some shots down the stretch, and they didn't.
Did Tony get another hit in the leg or something in the game?
That I know of.
Okay.
If he did, I didn't. No,
and finally, was Tim okay at the end of the game? I mean, you took him out late.
He was right. I just made that choice.
Okay.
Jay Donda, ESPN. Pop, did you reasonably expect that much production out of Splitter tonight, just given where he's had to come from after the sprained ankle?
Well, you know, he's gotten healthier and healthier, and I think that, you know, as the series has gone on, he's gotten his rhythm back. Slowly but surely each game. So, you know, what he did today is what he's been doing for us all year. So it was great to have that back.
Jeff Lepper, NBA.com on your left. Bob, what does it mean for you guys to be back in the Western Conference Finals for a second year running?
It means that we're in the conference finals.
To do that with this group after all the injuries over the course of the year?
They've got great character. They're competitive. They know there's not a million chances to do this sort of thing, and they wanted it.
Mark Spears, Yahoo Sports. Coach, you just talk about the general thoughts on the Grizzlies and the challenge they possess.
You know, I haven't thought about that. Obviously, we had problems of our own to try to take care of, but I do know that they've had a heck of a year. Along with Indiana and Miami, you could argue who's the best defensive team. They're gritty, talented, and be a heck of a challenge, I know that.
Ethan Sherwood Strauss, Warriors World. You seem to call timeouts after made Curry shots. Was that about preventing Golden State runs in general, or was that Curry specific?
It could have been Thompson, it could have been Curry, but we just don't want them to get on any kind of a roll of momentum. So, you know, I think I made that mistake in some of the earlier games 1 and 2, and let them go off without trying to break the rhythm. So we wanted to make sure we didn't do that again.
Jeff Ferrato, Oakland Tribune, to your right, Coach. Thompson obviously had a tremendous game against you in game 2. What did you guys do right defensively to kind of put the clamps on him the last 4 games?
Well, we didn't do any sort of a new thing. It's just basketball. Everybody knows what to do. But I thought the effort level and the focus, pickup points were higher. The bigs got involved. And it was sort of like a half of a double team, really, you know, just to keep them, have two guys on them most of the time and try to get them to kick it or else shoot very contested shots. So I thought we got much more aggressive after game 2.